إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا، إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, we are back with our program Silsila Imam Ahl Sunnah, the Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, in which we are discussing various aspects of the biography of none other than the great Imam and the great Mujaddid of his time, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Alhamdulillah, we are in the blessed month of Safar al-Muzaffar. This is the month in which we commemorate the Urs of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh as well. And on the screen of Madini channel, you are very fortunate of watching various programs in remembrance of this great Imam, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Before we begin with today's topic, let's remind ourselves of the virtues and the excellences of sending salawat and salam, peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. The final and seal of all prophets, Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, he has reported to have stated, "Whoever recites salawat upon me 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night, he will attain my intercession on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today in our topic, we are going to discuss and talk about the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. We're going to talk about whenever you want to know about any personality, to learn about the family of that personality, it is very important and it shows you what kind of an individual he was. Because obviously an influential individual, firstly he influences his household. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we see throughout the biography and the seerah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, that he influenced his household to a great degree. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we are going to talk about the offspring of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an as well. And you will find, all in all, the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an is very scholarly. All of them are connected with the religion of Islam. They have showed their devotion towards Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And every one of them, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, has shown their great contributions towards the religion of Islam, to promote the religion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to implement the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in their own lives, and also to spread the teachings of this to whoever they meet, insha'Allah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, today we have our Muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami, Sayyid Munib Shah Sahib with us as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. And they will be with us in this discussion, talking about the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. To start off with, we know Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, his blessed birth, it took place in the year 1272 Hijri. And approximately at the age of 19 years of age, in the year 1291 Hijri, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and he got married. And when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala got married, he in total had 7 children. Many of the viewers on Madrin channel may not even know about these children of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. And inshallah today we are going to learn about this aspect of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and their children, and then focusing especially on their 2 sons and the dini khidmat of their 2 sons as well, inshallah ta'ala, how they carried on the legacy of their beloved father Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. The name of the 2 sons, the elder son was Hujjatul Islam, Mawlana Hamid Reza Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and the younger son was Mufti Azam Hind, Mawlana Mustafa Reza Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And then in total, they had 5 daughters. So this is the offspring of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala. And in total, they had 7 children, 2 sons, and 5 daughters. And inshallah ta'ala, now we'll go to our Muballigh Dawat Islami, who will tell us a bit more about the offspring of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala. And inshallah ta'ala.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidi al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. You talk here by mashallah, you mentioned the 7 children of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. I'd like to talk about one of the offspring at this moment in time. And he was known as Ghawsul Waqt,
subhanallah,
Mufti Azam Hind. And their blessed birth, this was on the 22nd of Zulhijjah, 1310 Hijri, and approximately 18th July, 1892. And they were born in the beautiful city of Bareilly Sharif, India. And the very same city in which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was born in as well. And at the time of the birth of Ghawsul Waqt, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, his distinguished father was in Marera Sharif. And this is one of the greatest spiritual centers in the Sunni world. And on that very night, Sayyiduna Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he dreamt that he would be blessed with a son in his dream, and his name will be Ali Rahman.
Subhanallah.
So Hazrat Makhdoom Shah Abdul Hussein Ahmad Nuri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, one of the great personalities of Marera Sharif, he named this child Abul Barakat Muhyiddin Jilani.
Subhanallah.
And Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala later on was named Mustafa Raza Khan. And his Akika was done on the name of Muhammad as well, in the tradition of the family this goes on. And there was some, if a child is born and it becomes joy to the family, but if a well-known personality gives glad tidings for this child, or says that this child will be something big in the future, then it means a lot. Similarly, regarding Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when their birth happened, Sayyiduna Shah Abdul Hussein Ahmadi Nuri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they told Ala Hazrat that, Maulana, when I come to Bareilly Sharif, then I will definitely see this child. He is a very blessed child.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And as promised, when this individual, Ahmadi Nuri Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they went to Bareilly Sharif, he immediately summoned Mufti Azam Hind Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib. They were approximately 6 months old at that time. And Sayyiduna Nuri Mia, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, as they were famously known by that as well, they congratulated Ala Hazrat and said, these were the following words. Imagine these words were used for us when we were born. Then how much fakhr and pride that we could have had, that this individual, mashallah, praised me. Or as a father, you could understand that your Peer Khana, etc., they praise my child, that he'll be such an individual. They said that this child will be a great assistance to the deen.
Subhanallah.
And through him, the servants of Almighty Allah will gain great benefit.
Subhanallah.
This child is a wali.
Subhanallah.
He is a friend of Allah. From this blessed site, thousands of stray Muslims, those that have diverted from the correct path, will become firm on the deen.
Subhanallah.
He is a sea of blessings.
Subhanallah.
And later on, he was granted the permission in the various salasil to become ba'ith. And it is mentioned as well that he was also a khalifa of his own blessed father as well. So this was just regarding the birth of Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and such a blessed birth as well, that the Peer of Murshid was praising him, that he'll be a sea of blessings. And as you mentioned, that seas don't end, that means blessings won't end as well. So Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib, inshallah, later on we'll touch it regarding his early education, his fatawajat, and whatever they have done in throughout their life as well.
Definitely. It's very beautiful when you look at that story, that the Peer Khana of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, Mahrera Sharif, they are given the glad tidings of a beautiful son, and also mentioning that he is going to be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama, they have even mentioned that Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, they've given him a title of Madar Zal Wali. And this title, it refers to an individual that from birth he is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a huge title that is given to Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that from a very, very young age, you can see his intelligence, You can see how great he was. One event from the childhood of Sayyidi Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, it is mentioned by Kutub Madina, the peer and murshid of Amir al-Sunnah Mawlana Ilyas Qadri Hafidahullah Ta'ala, who is also the Khalifa of Ala Hazrat Mawlana Ziyauddin Madani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. They mention that once we were sitting in the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala in the Darul Ifta. And at that time, Sayyid Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he was a very young boy. And they mentioned he was approximately at the age of 4. And they mentioned that the level of seriousness and the level of maturity of Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was that at that age, when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala was in the Darul Ifta, busy in answering questions, etc., etc., Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, at that age of 4, they would come into the room very, very quietly, open the door very quietly, close the door very quietly, and then slowly, slowly they would come without causing any much noise, any much disturbance to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala An. And then they would come sit in the attahiyat position, dozanu, and they would sit beside Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala An without causing any sort of disturbance. And they were only 4 years of age at that time. And Sayyidi Qutb Madina radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentions that he wasn't like other mischievous boys. That at this age, generally, if we look in our society, if we look in our own households, kids, young boys at this age, they have a habit of just running around. They have a habit of breaking stuff as well. They have a habit of doing all of these things. But Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he had the upbringing of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala An. He was from the house of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala An. And with this upbringing, he was extremely mature at that age. And with this as well, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Sayyidi Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was extremely respectful, and he was an individual that would take special caution, especially when coming to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, his father, and not disturbing his father whilst his father is involved in other sorts of activities in terms of contribution towards the deen.
Taqir bhai, Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, when they ghusl waqt, they regarding them, regarding the education as well, and regarding their love for Ala Hazrat, they attained most of the early education from his own family. Not like they went outside, very rare that they learned or they attained knowledge from another family. They learned from their father, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And they also learned from under the guidance of Hazrat Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, under the guidance of various other scholars, Mawlana Saeed Bashir Ahmed Al-Ghari, Mawlana Zahrul Hussein Rampuri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And they studied various branches of knowledge under the guidance of the most learned scholars at that time. And in particular, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And amongst what he learned, he gained mastery in many branches of Islamic knowledge. And is mentioned that amongst them, which are tafsir, hadith, fiqh, laws of jurisprudence, surf, nahav, tajweed, conduct of language, philosophy, logistics, mathematics, history, etc., aqaid, tasawwuf, poetry, munazara, sciences. There are so many which we can't mention as well. And regarding Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the first fatwa they wrote, this is a historical event as well, that Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, at a young age, they were, you know, overflowing with knowledge and wisdom. And there was a topic of raza'at at that time. And Hazrat Mawlana Zafruddin and Hazrat Mawlana Saeed Abdul Rashid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were at Darul Ifta at that time, the Fatawa department. And one day Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi walked into that Darul Ifta and noticed that Hazrat Mawlana Zafruddin radiallahu ta'ala anhu was writing a reference. And upon seeing this, Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala said, and he was taking this reference from Fatawa Razviya Sharif, and he goes, are you taking Fatawa Razibiyah Sharif and writing an answer? Then as a child says, you know, why are you looking at the book? And then Mawlana Sahib Zafruddin radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that, all right then, why don't you tell me the answer without looking? The why are you looking in Fatawa Razibiyah when you know the book anyway? So then he replied that, okay, you tell me the answer but without looking. Then it's mentioned that Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then wrote a whole powerful answer without any problem.
Subhanallah.
And this was the first fatwa concerning raza'at and the very first fatwa that he had written. And when this fatwa was sent to his father, Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, for correction and verification, and upon seeing the authenticity of this fatwa, Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala became delighted and immediately certified the fatwa with the following words. That Sayyidina Ala Hazrat, he then signed the fatwa. He also commanded Hafiz Yaqeenuddin Rahmatullahi Ta'ala to make a stamp for Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He made a gift for Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that it should be read as follows: Abul Barakat Muhayyuddin Jilani Ali Rahman Urf Mustafa Raza Khan.
SubhanAllah.
This was under the stamp of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. This incident took place on 1328 Hijri. After this incident, Mufti Azam Hind Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they spent another 12 years writing fatawas under the feet of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And he was given the immense responsibility to look after the Darul Ifta, etc. as well. And just, you can imagine how learned of individual they would be from a young age, and they wrote a powerful fatwa. And not just a powerful fatwa, such a fatwa which Ala Hazrat has verified.
SubhanAllah.
Many fatawas were taken in the court of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. But Ala Hazrat made some changes to them and they sent them back, saying that Salah is some errors of wordings. Many poetries were sent in the court of Ala Hazrat. Ala Hazrat corrected them and sent them back. But this very first fatwa of Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan, this was sent to Ala Hazrat, but this was without any problem. So this was the immense knowledge of Mustafa Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Definitely. It's a coincidence, if you think about it. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, the very first fatwa that they wrote was on the topic of Rizaat as well. And the very first fatwa that Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala they wrote was also on the topic of Raza'at. And this is, you also mentioned a very important point, that Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala, majority of their knowledge came from their own household. And why would it not, when you had a father like Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, when you had a brother like Hujjatul Islam Mawlana Mufti Hamid Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala, when you got such pioneers in your own household, you don't need to go anywhere else. And you mentioned, mashallah, a list of sciences that Sayyidi Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala, he himself, he had a great ubur upon and mastery upon. And definitely, this is must have been the knowledge that was passed down to him by his father and his elder brother as well. Another thing that I read in relation to Mullah Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala, that his giving of fatawa, this would impress and this would make Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala delightful as well. Like you mentioned, that on many a time this would occur, that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, like obviously normally what would happen is that child, he gets verification from the father. Like it would normally happen, Sayyidi Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala would get verification from Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. But the shafqat of Sayyidi Imam Ahlul Sunnah Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala was such that many a time, even their own fatawa, they would send it to Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala for verification. This is the great shafqat on Sayyidi Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And not only that, this shows that how impressed Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an was with Mullah Mustafa Raza Khan sahab, that he trusted him so much that their own fatawa they would send to them for verification and acknowledgement as well. And this is something that we need to understand, that if an individual like Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is sending their own fatawa for verification to Mullah Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then imagine the status of the fatawa of Mullah Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And we were talking with mentioning about the fatawa of Mustafa Raza Khan sahab. You mentioned that from the year approximately 1328 till while Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an was alive, roughly the year 1340 Hijri, Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would continue to give fatawa under the guidance of the father Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. And then from that time, 1340 all the way up to the year 1395 Hijri, Sayyidi Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they took care of the Darul Ifta themselves. That's approximately 55 years of time that Sayyidi Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would take care of the Darul Ifta themselves. And then towards the end years of their life, due to the old age, due to the few illnesses as well, then they couldn't give fatawa anymore. But still, like we know from the ulama, they would still continuously give the tarbiyah to the other ulama that would be around as well.
In any aspect, you look at the life of Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, it is a very blissful life. Even when they visit Haramain Sharifain, and there's a shair that Khuda khair se lai, wo din bi nuri, Madine ki galiyan buhara karume. And Tajdar Ahl Sunnat, Taji Vilayat wa Karamat, Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. They went Hajj twice in 1905 and 1945 and performed Hajj the third time in 1971. And when Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was, he was the first individual that at that time passports were out and you could not travel if you didn't have a picture on the passport. But Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala was the first person to go for Hajj without a photograph in his passport.
SubhanAllah.
He refused to take a photograph. And Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was allowed to go for Hajj without a photograph in his passport.
Now it's time for our segment about Kalam-e Raza. Alhamdulillah, in our programs, we have a segment in which we discuss various kalams of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and we try to understand a few of the verses from this kalam. Obviously, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and he wrote many, many verses in each kalam. But obviously we don't have the time to go upon each and every single verse. We select a few of the verses and inshallah try and give a bit of explanation, a bit of understanding so that we can understand the kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala. And inshallah ta'ala, today's kalam is a very beautiful kalam. And the kalam that we are going to go over is a hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, he teaches us that even when we are to praise Allah, we need to do it through the medium and the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And when we listen to this kalam, inshallah ta'ala, you'll understand how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and he explains in a beautiful way the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Let's move on to our segment, Kalam-e Raza. Inshallah ta'ala, the kalam that we are going over that I've just mentioned is about a hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Wohi Rab hai jisne tujhko hama tan karam banaya, hame bheek mangane ko tera aasta bataya, tujhe hamd hai hudaya. Such a beautiful kalam, and inshallah our Muballigh Da'wat Islam is going to read it as well for us as well, inshallah ta'ala. So let's try and understand this first verse. Wohi Rab hai jisne tujhko Hamatan karam banaya. The word hamatan, this means the full body. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Lord that has created the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a personality of great benevolence. A great karam was the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hame bheek mangane ko tera aasta bataya. That if we are to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have been advised to go to the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and ask through the medium of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, tujhe hamd hai hudaya, O Allah azza wa jal, to you reserves all types of praises. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every way possible. And this is what Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala is telling us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the teaching that if we are to ask from Him, then we come to the court of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Wohi Rab hai jisne tujhko hamatan karam banaya, hame bheek mangane ko tera aasta bataya, tujhe hamd ae khudaya, tujhe hamd ae khudaya.
SubhanAllah. We've mentioned previously as well that many of the verses of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala's poetry, they would refer to verses of the Quran, a hadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and even to historical events from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One beautiful verse is refers to the incident of Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once he question Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, O Jibreel, you have seen everyone from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam up to my time. Have you seen anyone like me? Have you come across anyone that is like me? And Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he states that I have not witnessed anyone like you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala is referring to in this next verse. Yehi bole sidra wale chamane jahan ke thale sabhi maine chaane daale tere paaye ka na paaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya. That this is what Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam has stated, that I have gone through everyone, but I have not found anyone like you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you in a unique fashion. And this is the belief of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, and this is the same belief that we carry as well, that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the most unique creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yehi bole sidra wale chamane jahan ke thale.
Yehi bole sidra wale chamane jahan ke thale sabhi maine chaan dale tere paaye ka na paaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tujhe hamd ae khudaya tujhe hamd ae khudaya.
MashaAllah. Ji, another beautiful couplet from this beautiful kalam of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. Tumi haakime baraya, tumi qasime ataya, tumi dafi'i balaya, tumi shafi'i khataya, koi tum sa kona aya. Such a beautiful couplet of Sayyidi Ali Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, telling us how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made his messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam these four attributes: Hakim, Qasim, Dafi' and Shafi'. Such beautiful attributes of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hakim baraya meaning the person that gives the orders to the makhluk. Baraya meaning the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been given this authority that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would order the command and give commandments to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qasim ataya, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was the distributor of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dafi'i balaya, he was the one that would remove the difficulties from the people's ways. Shafi'i khataya, he is the one that will intercede for us, insha'Allah ta'ala, for our mistakes. Koi tum sakona aya, who has come like you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Such beautiful way how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an mentions the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the medium of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Tumi haakime baraya, tumi qasime ataya, tumi dafi'e balaya, tumi shafi'e khataya. Koi tum sa kon aya, koi tum sa kon aya, koi tum sa kon aya, tujhe hamd ae khudaya, tujhe hamd ae khudaya.
MashaAllah. So this was the first segment, first part of this segment of Kalam-e Raza, where we'll be going over so far we've gone over three verses of this kalam. Wahi Rabb hai jisne tujhko hamatan karam banaya. Inshallah ta'ala, towards the end of the silsila, to end of the program, we will mention a few more verses of this beautiful kalam as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ji, my dearest and brothers, alhamdulillah, before our segment Kalam-e Raza, we were discussing about the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and especially his children and one particular child, Sayyidina Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. What Shah Sahib has mentioned very beautifully is that the upbringing that was given to these personalities, it is something that all of us can learn from. We can understand and we can take these points into our life as well. And when we are spending time with our children, we can give this upbringing to them as well, inshallah ta'ala. We realize that the points that Shah Sahib mentioned in relation to Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, very beautifully, we realize that most of these points you will find them very closely attached to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And another aspect of this is that the great mannerisms, the great respect of Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We've always heard the Urdu proverb, ba adab, ba nasib, be adab, be nasib. That those individuals that are of great adab, great respect, they gain great success as well. And those people that do not have any sort of respect, any sort of mannerisms, they will not gain any sort of success. So it's important that we indulge and we have this aspect of the mannerisms and respect inside our own character, inside our own personality, and we build this into the personality of our children as well, inshallah.
Hey, Taqir bhai, if you look at the life of these blessed individuals, in particularly the both of the sons of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, most of their life, their actions, you get some glimpses of the life of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi.
Definitely.
Allah Hazrat became a mufti, certified mufti at the age of 13. And Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they wrote the first fatwa at the age of 13. Similarly, we get a waqia during the life of Allah Hazrat regarding a train and namaz and everything. And regarding Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they were traveling from Nagpur and it was a time for Maghrib Salah. So he immediately disembarked the journey. No matter if the train's going to leave, he just left the train. And the people told Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that the train is about to leave, but he was intent on performing his salah. His companions, those individuals that are with him. Now look, there's one point we can learn here. These pious individuals, whoever they had companions, their companions were also loyal to these individuals and they knew whatever they were to do is right.
Subhanallah.
So many individuals who thought that time that the train is about to leave, they would have stayed. They go, he's going to miss the train. These companions also disembark. Slightly after this waqia, I'll mention regarding companions as well. And a very beautiful incident we can talk about.
SubhanAllah.
And so, Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they performed wuzu. As they were performing wuzu and making their niyat for salah, intention for salah, the train left the station. It left. It didn't stay there, it left. Now, all of Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and his companion's luggage was gone with the train as well. And a few un-Islamic people who were here, who were there, said the Miyas, you know, Nuri Miya, and all, the Miyas train has left. So Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala, they were still in Salah alongside his companions. And when they all had completed their Salah, they noticed that the train station platform was empty. They became a little worried since all of their luggage has gone. But Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he looked undisturbed. As you know, when you do this and slight things come into our forehead, this was not on the forehead of Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And his companions were busy in trying to talk to the guard, the stations and everything, that, oh, this train has got our luggage and everything, which a companion would do anyway. But what happened was, a guard came up to Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and said, Hazur, the train is stuck. The train, this is stuck, and he said that the engine is damaged. And because of this, the train was brought back to the same platform as where Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala was. And they all again embarked on the journey with all their luggage and then they carried on like this. This was a karamat of Mawlana Mustafa Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And regarding the companions, okay, but this is a very interesting waqia. A person needed honey, shahad. And he was asking around to people that I need honey. So this individual, one individual told him that it's fulan buzurg, fulan elder, his luggage is saman, etc. is coming and he will have honey, so you can ask him as well. So he waited, and when he was told that the buzurg's luggage has arrived, this individual, he went with that buzurg and he said that I want a little bit of honey. And so what this buzurg said to his khadim, he had two pots. This buzurg said to his khadim, give him one complete pot. He asked for a little bit and a complete pot. So the khadim said to the buzurg, Hazrat, he's just asking for a little bit and you're giving him a whole pot. And he goes, don't just do what I said, give him the whole pot. So then he said, the khadim said to the buzurg that, Sayyidi, that if we have two pots on a camel and if we give one pot, the other pot will become unbalanced and will fall. Then the buzurg said, okay, give him both of the pots.
SubhanAllah.
Then he said, Sayyidi, he asked for little, and you give him two pots. Sayyidi, how will he carry these two pots? Then the Buzurg said, give him the camel also.
Subhanallah.
Give him the camel also. And when the Khadim heard this, this is how loyal the companions were. And they wanted to stick to their Buzurgs and their pious individuals. When the Khadim heard this, he gave the camel, he gave the pots, and he started running around, he started walking around. And what was the reason for this? Later he came back and Buzurg asked that, why were you running around, walking around? He said, Sayyidi, when I said he wanted a little bit, you gave him a full pot. When I said, if you give one pot, the other one become unbalanced. So therefore, you'll be given both, you said, give both of the pots. And when I said, how will you be able to carry them? You said, give him the camel also. And I thought to myself, and I got a bit worried that if I said, how are you going to ride it? You would have said, you go with them also. So this was the love and connection between a murid, a disciple, and a peer, and everything as well. So this is why any opportunity we have to sit with pious individuals, even in this day and age, we should make any excuse to sit with these individuals and gain barakah from them instead of running away from these individuals. Because you are very lucky to be in a connection with a peer a kamil, and you're very lucky to be even in a sohbat of a peer.
Definitely, the importance of good company and the effect of good company, this is a huge part of our religion of Islam. And we find that all of the Buzurgani Deen, our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, we will find in the events, in the stories and the narrations about their life, you will find their huge part and aspect of their life is the good company that they kept. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and you will find that he had the company of his father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, and his two children, Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan Sahib and Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, they had the company of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, as well as their Sheikh Abu Hussein Ahmad Nuri Mia rahmatullahi ta'ala. This companionship is a huge aspect of our religion. And very famously, we know as-suhbatu mu'athira, that the companionship, this has an effect upon an individual. So this is why very regularly we are always reminded to keep an eye out upon your companionship. See who are the individuals that you are spending your time with. Find out that who are those people that you are standing up and sitting down with. Definitely, your gatherings will have an effect on you. If you are with those people that have true love, that have true devotion towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, believe me, slowly this love and devotion will also start to increase and build up inside you as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. When you see them involved in actions of pure love and pure devotion, you will feel the same sweetness of love and devotion inside your heart as well, insha'Allah azza wa jal. This is why we always say that keep the conduct, keep the company of the Ashikana Rasul as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. These individuals are those individuals that will increase your connection with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We find this from the life and the biography of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and the life of the biography of both Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib as well as Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. They gave great upbringing to the children and even to the students as well. And alhamdulillah, we talk about many aspects of the life of Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And with this, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will come back to our segment about the kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and gain blessings of this kalam. Wahi rab hai jisne tujhko hamatan karam banaya. Next couplet that we want to discuss is a beautiful couplet about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and how he is explaining his connection and his devotion towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he states, Are ae khuda ke bando, koi mere dil ko doondo, mere paas tha abhi to, abhi kya hua khudaya, na koi gaya, na aaya. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala is talking about the state of his heart. And he is saying that, O men of Allah, O people of Allah, what has happened to the state of my heart? Where has my heart gone? Today we say that my heart is not with me. Okay? So this metaphor, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala is using as well. And he's saying that, where has my heart gone? It is not with me. I don't find my heart with me. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says that, no one has come, no one has gone. Where has my heart gone? And in the next verse, Inshallah, we'll read the next verse and explain that as well, and you can read both of them together, inshallah ta'ala. Al-Azat radiallahu ta'ala, he explains the state of his heart. And he says that the people, in reply to this question that Al-Azat has given, they will give the reply that, Hame ae raza tere dil ka pata chala ba mushkil, dare roza ke mukabil, wo hame nazar to aya, ye na pooche kaisa paya. They say, oh Raza, oh Al-Hazrat, we found your heart with great difficulty. We found where your heart is, but with great difficulty. Where we found it was across the blessed rawda of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We found it there, but oh Raza, don't ask us in what state we found your heart. This is the state and the love, the devotion that Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an has for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Are ae khuda ke bando, koi mere dil ko doondo, mere paas tha abhi to, abhi kya hua hudaya, na koi gaya na aya, hame ae raza tere dil ka pata chala ba mushkil, dare roza ke mukabil, wo hame nazar to aya, ye na pooch kaisa paya.
Are ae khuda ke bando, koi mere dil ko dhundo, mere paas tha abhi to, abhi kya hua khudaya, na koi gaya na aya, na koi gaya na aya, na koi gaya na aya, tumhe hamd ae khudaya, hame ae raza tere dil ka pata chala ba mushkil, dar roza ke muqabil wo hame nazar to aaya, ye na pooch kaisa paya, ye na pooch kaisa paya, ye na pooch kaisa paya, tujhe hamd ae khudaya, tujhe hamd ae khudaya.
My dear son brothers, from this couplet of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, what we come to realize is the extreme love and devotion that he has towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we are listening to these verses and the explanations of these verses, we should be questioning ourselves as well and thinking that what is our state of love and devotion towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is why we are trying to understand these couplets, these kalams of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat, this poetry of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, because we know that he was a great lover, a great ashik of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we hope to gain a part of this love and devotion of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, and implement it in our lifetime as well. Show our love and our devotion towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. And inshallah, in our next program, we'll be back with another kalam and poetry of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an. What just final few words about the family of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala.
Ji Takir bhai, in particular, Mullah Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib, we're talking about them throughout this silsila as well. I'd like to mention their visal and just regarding ikramat on their usal as well, what happened. And it is commonly known and well known as well that Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they knew when they will pass away. On the 6th of Muharram 1981, they said that all those who intended to become my murid, but for some reason or other could not come to see me or could not come to me, I have made all of them my murid, and I have given their hands in the hand of Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
On the 6th of Muharram. And on the 12th of Muharram 1981, Hazrat said, all those who asked me to make dua for them, I have made dua for their permissible intentions to be fulfilled. May Allah accept this dua. And on this day, he asked those that were present concerning what the date was. They told them that it was the 12th of Muharram. Now on hearing this, they became silent. And on the 13th of Muharram, he again asked concerning the date. And the Muridin said, Wednesday, the 13th of Muharram. And on this day, Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala said, Namaz will be held at No Mahiya Masjid, a certain place. And those that were present, they didn't understand what this meant, but he remained silent out of respect. After some time, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said, did anybody tell you about namaz? I will read Jummah Salah in this masjid. And after some time, he asked again that, did anybody say about Fatiha? Did so anybody say anything about Fatiha Sharif? And now those that were present there, they were a bit amazed, because in reality, Mufti Sahib was not there. They were thinking that how does Mufti Sahib know about these things? And Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, they found out that he was spiritually present there.
SubhanAllah.
And they passed away eventually on the 14th of Muharram 1918-1. And a shi'r was written that, Chal diye tum aankhon mein ashkon ka darya chhor kar, har jigar mein dard apna meetha meetha chhor kar. Chaman khamosh ghamgeen chand tare Mufti Azam, نہیں اب نور نکاحت کے نظر مفتی اعظم. And regarding the ghusl, a famous karamat on the Friday the 15th of Muharram al-Haram at 8 a.m. the ghusl of Mufti Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi took place, and his nephew Hazrat Maulana Rehan Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they performed the wuzu, but a lot of their muridins etc. were present, the family members were present also. And it is mentioned that at the time of ghusl, the chadar that was covering the areas of Mawlana Mufti Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that moved slightly. And the fingers of Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib moved also to grab that chadar and place it in between their fingers.
SubhanAllah.
And what happened, the people that were present, they tried removing that chadar from between their fingers, but they could not move it. That's how tight it was closed. And Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Akhtar Raza Khan Azhari Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they realized that this was a karamat of Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, that the chadar was lifting and they did not let go. And when they covered the area properly, then they could easily remove the chadar between their fingers. So this was the karamat from the beginning of the life of Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Sahib till right at the end, when the ghusl was being performed as well.
And definitely the blessings of these pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they are not restricted to their physical lifetime. Alhamdulillah, today as well, we are benefiting from the legacy, the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, and as well as the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he grants us the blessings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat in this world as well as in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously shower his mercy and his blessings upon the Turbat Sharif of Ala Hazrat and the family of Ala Hazrat. And may Allah forgive us all without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabijil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel.
Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam Ahli Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Rida, Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam